Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Now, we've come through a summer of elite sport and it doesn't get much more elite than the Olympics. But if your sporting ambitions lie somewhere lower than that, social sport might just be the option for you. Tag rugby has a huge participation rate in Ireland. Gaelic for Mothers and Others has grown enormously over the last few years. And now other organisations and individuals are taking their lead and organising social sport for themselves. So discuss all of this. I'm joined by Louise O'Loughlin, the Women in Sport lead with Basketball Ireland, Keith Kelly, the organiser of Jumpers for Goalposts in Sallynoggin, and Tim Carey is a historian who's taken up hurling for dads with Coola GAA Club. You're all very welcome. Thank you for being here, and Tim for joining us on the line. Louise, I'm going to start with you because you've piloted this thing called social basketball in Meath, and you're planning on taking it nationwide. So what is social basketball?
Yeah, thanks, Claire. So social basketball, as you said, has been piloted in Meath. The programme itself will launch in October. It'll be a 6-week programme with two key target groups. It is a Women in Sport programme. It's been funded under the Women in Sport programme through Sport Ireland. That's not to say that it can't be adapted or, you know, made into a mixed thing for if males want to do it or if it wants to be a mixed group, but this particular programme will be a Women in Sport programme.
So is it for women who've never played basketball before or who have some experience, and is it competitive?
So it's a bit of both. So it's open to everyone, ability. It doesn't matter if you've played, if you haven't played. It's recreational, non-competitive. It is designed that people can just turn up for an hour a week. There's no commitment to training. It's literally just turn up, wear whatever you feel comfortable in to participate. Come along for the hour, do that for 6 weeks.
I was just saying to you before we came back after the break, like I played basketball in school, right? I know how tough it is and how physically demanding it is. Can you just walk out there and give it a go, or do you need to be quite fit to take it on?
No, absolutely. All fitness levels are welcome. It doesn't matter. One of the pilot programs, we've done some surveys after, and you know, the age profile is quite interesting. The majority of people were 35 to 44, with people up to 54. So really, your physical fitness doesn't matter. It's come down, get involved at whatever level works for you.
And enjoy it.
Enjoy it, exactly. If you want to step in and step out of a session, then that's fine. Mm-hmm. You know, just do what you're able to. It's just to get back into playing the sport, get moving, be active and have fun. Literally.
And that, Keith, is what Jumpers for Goalposts is again. And what I was really struck by when I was reading about this is about finding the joy in football again, because it can be quite serious, can't it?
Yeah, I have to correct you, Claire. Started in Ballybrack, not Sallynoggin.
Oh, fair enough. That's very important.
Yeah, very tribal. Yeah, look, I suppose in life, when we get to a certain age, things take over in life, don't they? You know, kids, work, whatever. And this is just the opportunity for men of all ages, ability, race, to come together, have an old school game of ball. And it's all about having the crack, reconnecting with people. Good friend of yours is a good friend of mine, Paul Howard. I went to school with Paul, and we sort of drifted off then. You know, in life, you do your own path.
Do different things.
And Paul comes to all the games. And
does he participate?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Paul turns up in his Liverpool jersey thinking he's Virgil van Dijk, which he certainly isn't.
He'd be delighted with you.
And, you know, it's taken off. People just turn up, throw a few jumpers down on the pitch.
It's as informal as that.
Absolutely. Like when we were kids, you line the lads up against the wall and you get two lads to pick two teams, and we would have 20, 30 supporters on the sideline as well.
You still have that dread, though, of being the last one picked.
You see, it's not like that anymore, because, you know, unfortunately, when we were kids, it was possibly the chap who was left last was the one with the least ability. Mm-hmm. But and stuck in there. But we all take turns now because we're at an age where, you know, things are a lot slower. and it's non-competitive. And it's just, It's grown legs over the last 2 or 3 years, along with Michael Nolan, Graham Merrigan and Mark Merrigan. You know, we've created this thing that people are just curious about. It brings men together.
So it's gone beyond where it started now.
Absolutely. At the moment, I'm in a series of talks with Mental Health Ireland, who are big about co-production. So we're exploring the possibility of bringing Jumpers for Goalposts nationwide and attaching a workshop to it, bringing it around the country.
And again, there's no pressure. You're just playing for the joy of getting out there.
I organise games for 11 o'clock and people can rock up at 20 past half and just jump in. It's always finished with next goal the winner. It's non-competitive. But
it's just like your childhood again, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's just about getting out and having the crack because, I suppose I struggled with my mental health in the past and I lost the ability to laugh and I isolated a lot. So through Jumpers for Goalposts, I found a huge network of support.
Yeah, you're really striking a chord with me now. I'm reading Bob Mortimer's book at the moment, which I'd highly recommend to you because he played football in his youth and he talked in the bit I was reading last night about laughing with his friends when he played football. Yeah. And that's what he misses most in his adult life, laughing for the sake of it, finding the laughs and playing football.
Yeah, like I suppose it's springboarded from a poem I wrote about my childhood, being out in the field for hours on end, your ma dragging you in at 10 o'clock at night, and that went viral and it resonated with a lot of people.
Yeah, and you're harking back to that time. I want to come to Tim now, who's on the phone line with us. Tim, hurling for dads, and you're somebody who grew up in the United States, so you came to hurling late in life.
It came to hurling 2 years ago in my early 50s.
Are you any good at it, is the question?
I think I'm fantastic in my head, but translating that into physical three-dimensional space is a bit of a challenge. I very much about hurling for dads and other lads is very similar to the stories being told. It's to encourage people to get out. I think it was originally intended for retired players to kind of keep their hand in and, meet up with people that they played with over the years and stuff like that. But I think it's expanded out into people who've also never played hurling before. And in Coola, when the notice went up, I jumped at the chance because I'd been wanting to get involved for about 20 years. I'd not wanted to get involved, but I wished for about 20 years that I had played hurling as a youngster. And then I was given this opportunity. So I said, right, I have to do this. Mm-hmm.
I just wonder, listening to you all, whether it becomes a problem, Louise, if somebody turns up who has loads of experience in basketball, or for you, a great footballer, does it create division? Louise, go ahead.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it creates division. I think that person would tend to take leadership of the group and to kind of direct a session. So it can actually be a positive thing if there is someone with a bit more experience, because it will then make the programme sustainable, which is what we want ultimately.
So it's a help rather than a hindrance.
Yeah,
Tim, absolutely. You're agreeing there, are you?
Yeah, just in the hurling, definitely. I mean, there's a few lads who were obviously very good when they were younger and they love coming along and helping someone who isn't so good or giving the odd tip. It's a very positive kind of, it's a very positive experience with those people. And I think they get a lot out of it and seeing people enjoying the game that they've loved for years. I think that aspect works really well.
And you had a very special moment recently where you scored a wonder point.
This is the most famous, non-important point ever scored in Ireland. My first point, I was playing in a challenge match. So we play challenge matches against other clubs, and in this, a few of us actually got the pleasure of playing with the fourth team for Coola, and I came on and I scored a point. And I tell you, it's actually one of the highlights. It's certainly one of the highlights of my year, and possibly for longer than that. And I was like a kid. I scored. It went over, and I just kept running. I didn't know when to stop. I was just so. And like we all have those little moments, and it's not about winning. It's about competing and pushing yourself and being with a bunch of lads who are just out to have a bit of fun, but to compete as well. And I think it's funny, the drills in hurling when we're doing it. If they say, okay, this is a race,
all right,
you can feel the tension levels go up,
I'm sure you
none
can.
None of them have lost it.
Unfortunately, my time is up, but it's Hurling for Dads, Jumpers for Goalposts, and Louise is from Basketball Ireland. Thank you all very much indeed.